Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Ross Slacks, Executive Director of the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. Ross, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Hi, Corey.
It's good to have you here today, and you've got a big month coming up highlighting Black history, you've got an exhibit that's going to be taking place at the museum. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, that's right, Corey. We're having an exhibition. It's a tribute to the century-old handmade designs and patterns on textiles that originated in Indonesia. They were copied and industrialized by Europeans and exported to Africa. It's called Wandering Spirits, African Wax Prints.
All right, so African Wax Prints. Now, when I think prints, I think of something you hang at the art gallery and you get some paint and you make a print, but you tell me this is different. This is on fabric.
Yeah, this is on fabric, what a lot of people consider, they call batiks now. It's where they took fabric, it originated in China, and where they took fabric and they made wax patterns in the fabric, and then they dyed them. And as they dyed them, then they removed the wax and they would leave a pattern, and then they would start out again and they would make another pattern with wax and they would dye it again, and that's how it came about.
So you put the wax on the fabric, and then you dump the color in there. And then when you pull the wax off, the color didn't get under the wax.
Right, the color didn't get under the wax, and it formed a pattern. And then you repeat that process for every pattern that you want on that particular fabric.
It's kind of like reverse screen printing almost in a way.
It pretty much seems like it, but it was very time-consuming and expensive to do it. And as it came from China, it moved to Indonesia, which was at the time was called the Dutch West Indies, which was possessed by the Netherlands. And that way it traveled up to the Netherlands, but it had to stop off in Africa. It cost a lot of money, and it was time-consuming, so nobody was really buying them. But African people really loved the colors, and so they started gravitating toward those.
And so those are a lot of the unique costumes, unique dress you see. You tell me that each one of those outfits, though, is unique because not a lot of fabric is made when you do this.
Right. They're each made in 6-yard batches, so they're each unique to their own individual style. The success of the wax prints on the African scene is driven by many factors. Such as culture, taste, and desires of the African consumer. So it gravitated toward those, and people really love the vibrant colors. And they wear, and that's what you see today when you see in Africa, people have these different designs. It basically comes from the African wax print.
Now, you and I were talking before we got started today, and I said, all right, Ross, where did these folks get all this wax? I mean, I'm just thinking back in olden times, I probably didn't have a whole lot of extra resources. Where does the wax come from, and how do they do it?
Well, I don't know exactly where the wax came from, but they put them in like little teapots, and they melted the wax, and then it had a spout on the end just like a teapot, but it was smaller like an ink pen. And that way, when the wax melted, they poured it out in a little pattern like with an ink pen, and they drawed it out, which you can see would make it so time-consuming. And as it dried, then they would do it again and again, and I don't know where they got all this wax from, but it was quite a bit of it.
Keep the bees working hard there. The event is coming up Saturday, February 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. Now, you'll have some paintings as well.
Yes, we'll have paintings by Bernard Manyweather. He is one of our resident artists. He's a retired teacher, and he has some beautiful paintings. You can see a lot of his paintings around in the area. A lot of people have bought his paintings. A lot of banks have his paintings in their lobbies. We also have a musical art by Karen Gant, who is running for one of the offices here in Monroe. We also have poetry by Jamie Mays. I'm sure a lot of people know Jamie Mays. She is a poet. And she is also an artist. She writes books. And she also has a son that writes books.
Now, each of those 6-yard pieces of fabric are custom made. You were telling me that sometimes the fabric conveys messages, that things are hidden in the designs.
Oh, right. A lot of the fabrics was an important means of communication. They had sending secret messages. They retold local proverbs. They also depict a person's social status and their position. They talked about their political convictions, their ambitions, their marital status, their age, their ethnicity, the sex, the group affiliations, everything that black people were feeling, the African people were feeling, they conveyed in their clothing. And even today, you can tell not only in African Americans here in the United States, we value our clothing as an expression of how we feel or what we're feeling.
That makes a lot of sense. You can trace it right to current times.
Yes, you can.
The event, again, Saturday the 15th of February. You also have a museum. It's at Chenault Park. You've got a lot of school children who come through, and especially this time of year during Black History Month, you guys are teaching school children.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of school children coming. As a matter of fact, we have two or three classes today. And we will be telling them about the history of the African American, especially in this area. We have a rich and diverse community of African Americans who have gone on to successful avenues in Louisiana. We have the, as you know, in this area, we have the first African American female millionaire, but most people don't know we also have the first African American male millionaire to own a conglomerate who was also a slave here, right here on the ULM campus. Back during those times.
The event also, you guys are doing some Nigerian food. Tell me about, I don't know Nigerian food,
yeah,
so tell me about it.
We have a local church who is coming on the 29th, and they will be doing African-American celebrations and African, they will also show African prints, but they will also have a couple of people from Nigeria who will be there to show African cooking and techniques to the people.
Ross Slacks is with us from the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. You can find out more by visiting their Facebook page. Ross, once again, Wandering Spirits, African Wax Prints. When is the event, and how do folks find out a little more?
Okay, the event will be this coming Saturday, February 15th. It's from 3 to 5 p.m. The admission for adults is $10. If you're 11 to 18 years old, it's $5. Anybody under 10 years old, free. We will also be recognizing some local people in the community who have been helpful to us and contributed to us in the past.
That's Ross Slacks, Executive Director of the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. You can find out more about the museum by visiting our website at kedm.org.
I'm Josh Madden. Join me every Saturday night at 7 for The Set List, where we'll explore a theme that ties together music from lots of different genres. That's every Saturday night at 7 right here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.